Blog Talk Radio.
In society, do we want to be a community of left hand? And again, in the scripture of the Christian, says the question is asked, when did he ever say to the angel, sit thou on my right hand? When did he ever give the angel permission to serve him as his right hand? Never. Never. And Allah says in the Quran, had this earth been populated by angels, he would have given you an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated by human beings, so he sent you a human being as a messenger. And that human messenger, he used his right hand. He preached and he worked. He demonstrated work in his home with his wife, our wives. He demonstrated it in his study environment. He used his right hand. Right hand indicates also conscious thought that has as its objective service, the completion of something that is unfinished, responding to a need that cries for attention. Conscience, the right hand. I would like to read now from Quran. The Most High says in the Quran, الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَلَّا تَطْغَى فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ. So for those who say, or think, that the goal of society is to come into Christ's conscience, if Christ is associated with the symbol sun, S-U-N, and he's the Son of Man, the light for the society, then let us take a hint from the Quranic words that we have read, الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly measured out for them. And in other verses in the Quran, Allah says that the sun and moon, yasjudan, they submit, they render obedience. And in another place, Allah the Most High says in the Quran, worship neither the sun or the moon, but worship him who made them. That should be clear enough for Muslims. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. And the plants, herbs, and the trees make submission, make gestures of submission, obedience to Allah. It is not accidental that this word نَجْمُ, that's translated herbs, are shrubbish, shrubs, also is star, Nejm, the star. Nejum, the stars. Nejm, star. So they translated shrubs or herbs, because herb is plant life and shajara is plant life. But in the Quran, the word najm also means star. Najma is star, nujum star. So these words are put here not accidentally but intentionally. They're revealed in this way to bring our mind to the higher meaning behind the symbol, herbs and trees. Shajar is trees. That the herbs and the trees, they obey, they submit, they obey their creator. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. And the sky, he has raised it up, raised it up, and has placed there the balance. Al-Mizan, the balance. When we look to the heavenly order, we see there balance. The earth is in its proper place. It has been there for billions of years. It's in its proper place in relation to sun, Mars, earth, all these planets, Mercury, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, all these planets going about in an order, and they are balanced. What is this balance called? Solar, or for the whole universe, universal gravitation. Universal gravitation has these heavenly bodies in balance, in check. And Allah says to us, أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Will you then bring disorder, corruption, confusion into this balance? Will you break the balance? Then the instruction comes, وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stick fast to the rule of justice when weighing out, when measuring, when weighing. This means that everything you do, you're measuring out. You're weighing. You're giving something according to the measure that you move to give. The attention you give each other, the attention you give your wives, the attention you give your husbands, sisters, the attention you give your children, is all given in response to what your desires measure out. Oh, I'll kiss him tomorrow. He hurt my feelings today. Or I'll give her $2 to go downtown. That's enough. She can buy a hamburger. She didn't do what I said. So don't we measure out? Aren't we proportioning? Aren't we weighing everything we give people? Yes. So we are operating as though we got a scale right in our hands all the time. I say, As-salamu alaykum, brother. Wa alaykum as-salam. It was measured, wasn't it? I say, As-salamu alaykum, brother. Wa alaykum as-salam. How are you, brother, man? It was measured, wasn't it? So this scale takes in everything. Will you then break the balance? Will you corrupt the order and break the balance? Wa yaqeemu al-wazna bil-qist. Hold fast to the principle of justice while weighing. وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ. And don't cause loss in the balance. Let us come again to the idea of worship, the disposition of the intellect, to know for sure that we are not to worship any created thing. We are only to worship Creator. The Most High glory be to him, says in Surah Al-Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ. There descends or come down into the blessed night the Ruh, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the angels and the Holy Spirit. Al-Malaikatu wa-Ruh, the angels and the Holy Spirit. Bi-Ithni Rabbihim, on an errand for their Lord. They're not coming of their own accord. They have no power of their own. The angels and the Ruh, they don't command themselves. Allah command them. Min kulli amr, they obey every order from their Lord. Salam, peace. Their object is peace. That is established by the Creator. Their object is peace. Salam. Hiya hatta mutla'il fajr. What is fajr? Al-fajr. Al-fajr is the dawn. The daybreak. The dawn. We've heard of the dawning of knowledge, the dawning of sciences, the dawning of wisdom. The Renaissance was the dawning of sciences. Culture. Refined life. So here, we're told that Salamun, Salamun. And it is suggested by those who indicated here that we stop on Salam. Why? Because there's a double connection here. The Spirit and the inspiration descend also in the blessed night to the Prophet. And there is peace until the Prophet has to get up and go out and reveal, tell the world what he received. Then the peace stops. Right? Peace it is. Salam. Peace. Then the peace stops. Because people were going to be at odds with what he come with from Allah. So then the peace is broke. It's wonderful to receive the guidance of God. How wonderful it is. How thrilling it is. How soothing it is to us. But then the command, get up off your bed and go out and execute in the world what you have received. Then the peace is broken. And many of us are not ready for that jihad.
Right.
Salam. Peace. It didn't say as-salam. It said salam. Because as-salam is something we have to work for. Salam. In paradise, the greeting will be what? Not as-salam. In paradise, the greeting will be salam. Not as-salam. As-salam is something we have to work for. As-salam is that peace that we all need and depend upon. Collectively. While we're in this world, we need each other's cooperation to have peace. But in paradise, we won't need that. We would have earned God's favors and God's blessings. We will be blessed in paradise. We won't need to beg brother to be straight or be right by me. In paradise, it'll be salam. And when the Father received the guidance from God, at that time when he was being blessed with revelation, he had no record and no recognition of what it entailed for him, what he had to do outside. He was so captured by the revelation itself. He was in heaven receiving the revelation. Therefore, it was salam. It was the peace of paradise. But it only lasts up until the dawn. He had to get up. Then he had to go out and face the world. Then he taught the Muslims to say, As-salamu alaykum. The peace obligates you. Wa alaykum as-salam. And the peace obligates you too. Here, hatta matla'il fajr. It is until the coming or the rising of the dawn. Now, dear beloved people, let's look at the other connection here. When sciences illumine the society, and men are then relaxed because they don't fear demons in the dark. They don't fear the woods at night. Science has come and it made possible for them to have more security of mind. This feeling of security began to take their mind off of Allah, who made possible the coming of the sciences. And then they start to use the very light that Allah revealed to aid man in his objectives, to come home to himself and to his maker. They then began to use those sciences to corrupt man's thinking and make atheists and materialists out of the individual. So, dear beloved people, be thankful to Allah that He has revealed a book without flaw, without mistake, complete, needing nothing. It attends every issue. It is revealed in this book that this book attends every issue. You have an issue? This is the book. I ask Allah protection, His mercy, His forgiveness. I ask Him to strengthen the faith, purify our hearts. O Allah, do not permit us to go back into darkness and corruption after You have guided our hearts aright. Amen. بسم الله والحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. With the name Allah, giving praise, the praise to Allah, I bear witness that nothing deserves worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. We ask choicest blessings and the peace to Prophet Muhammad, to his descendants, to his companions, to the righteous servants, all of them, to the faithful here in America and throughout the world. Ameen. In living productive lives as dictated by the Quran, we have to be aware of the need for proper vision and understanding concerning the working of a society. A society is not successful just by merely the productive operations. Those productive operations have to conform to some kind of guidelines, some direction. They have to be ordered. They have to be directed. If we don't have order and direction, our productive forces will be chaotic. We'll have a lot of confusion. We'll be defeating our own purposes. And that very much describes the mental state of the people who come to this masjid and come to most of the masjids throughout the land. You want the productive life, or at least you want the knowledge. You want to know, and many of you want to produce, but very few want to accept authority in their lives. Most of us would accept the authority if we didn't have to deal with that authority. So we say, yes, I accept Prophet Muhammad. Or I follow Prophet Muhammad, brother. Because we don't have to deal directly with Prophet Muhammad. He's not here for us to deal with directly. So we know we need to escape out of the way of responsibility. So we claim to be loyal to leaders that we don't have to deal with. But don't fool yourself. In the judgment, Allah is going to say, didn't you say you were a follower of Prophet Muhammad? Say, yes. How come you didn't follow Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad? How come you didn't obey him? Wasn't he a follower of Prophet Muhammad? And didn't he demonstrate to you the leadership of Prophet Muhammad? And wasn't he foremost in exemplifying Prophet Muhammad's way? Then how come you didn't follow him? Now you're a liar. You didn't follow Prophet Muhammad. You're not Prophet Muhammad's follower. You are lazy. Shirking. Naughty nose. Sweaty. Funky. Uncle Tom. Get out of here. Oh, Chief, please, don't get down like that today. Can't just be productive. You have to be orderly and productive. You have to be committed and productive. And committed to more than yourself. You have to be committed to a program, to a plan for carrying out work. And you have to be respectful concerning that leader that has introduced that plan, or that represents the leadership for that plan, for carrying out that plan. There's no such thing as a Muslim community without leadership. Those who want to bring you into their camp and make you their dumb puppet tell you that in Islam there's no leader. Prophet Muhammad is our leader. The imam is not a leader. He just leads the prayers. Anybody can lead the prayers. I know what they tell you. It gets back to me. They wouldn't tell me that. They say the Quran is your leader. Allah revealed the Quran. The Quran says that God revealed to Moses the book as an imam. Certainly. That's true. The Quran is your leader. But does it talk to you? Can it call adhan? Can it make khutbah? Can it explain to you its details in it? It's a leader, but on a level. Then the live human leader must come. And you must accept that leader. Allah says, I'm going to put a khalifa on the earth. Was he going to put a khalifa on the earth to do nothing? He says, I'm going to put a khalifa on the earth. And when I have put him on the earth and breathed into him of my spirit, then you obey him. Allah says, obey Prophet Muhammad. And obey those charged with authority. Are those to whom authority is given. Is that right? Didn't you elect me as your leader? Many of you were there when they said, yes, yes. February 1975, February 26, 1975. And if you didn't elect me your leader, you come here, so your behavior says, he is my leader. Then if you have given me authority to lead this community by your consent, And I qualify as an imam by my knowledge.
Right.
And by my moral behavior.
Right.
Then what excuse you have not to obey me?
Right.
Tell me, what excuse you have not to obey me? Oh, I don't obey you, brother imam. Well, then you're not a Muslim.
Right.
Oh, I ain't going to obey you. You're not a believer.
Right.
You're a hypocrite.
Right.
Oh, you're deaf, dumb, and blind.
Right.
You're a deceived, poor brother.
Right.
Come out of that ignorance that has held our people down for centuries.
Right.
The world will never cheer you on when you're building leadership from among yourself. And I don't mean necessarily me, a black man. I'm talking about any of the common people. The world won't cheer you when you're building leadership from the common people. Did they cheer from Muhammad? No, because he was a man representing the common people. He was not an intellectual. He was not schooled by them. They didn't cheer him. They didn't say, yes, that's a good man for you to follow. But let one come from out of their institution. From their institutions of learning. And he started preaching to you and talking that language. They would say, hey, why don't you all fight? They put him on TV, they put him in the media, and overnight he'll be popular and you'll be following him blindly. But a common man from the ranks that come to you with knowledge that soothes your wounds, healing for the first time, settles yourself within yourself, and give you eyesight that you may see your way in life. And you sit around and say,
come on.
I like for him to charm me. I like for him to rock me. But I don't like it when you say I have to obey him. At least obey yourself. Yes, that's my advice to you who can't obey me. At least obey yourself. And I'm sure yourself doesn't tell you to behave the way you behave. I was listening to the news or watching the news on TV, and the Secretary of State, Mr. Haig, is that his name? Yes, Mr. Haig. He said, and I'm going to quote him, when they were asking him questions, kind of stabbing questions, annoying questions, questions that, you know, criticize the performance of the White House staff, president, and his cabinet. I'm going to quote him. He says, it's amazing we have more attention with the gossip and the hoopla than with the substance. That means the substance is pretty D good. That's what he said. I said to myself, I should bring this to the attention of the community. Because I got people who follow me around, who claim to be with me, but they're always trying to bring up something that when it enters your mind, it will cause you to measure my performance in the light of how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam perform. Because I got people who follow me around, who claim to be with me, but they're always trying to bring up something that when it enters your mind, it will cause you to measure my performance in the light of how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam performed in the past. They're always trying to get you to see me and what I have accomplished in light of what you saw or thought the Nation of Islam accomplished under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan and James Shabazz and William 53X and all those folks. All right? And me. See, that's what they don't understand either. They praise the past And one of the most successful ministers under the honor of Elijah Muhammad was me, his son. In fact, maybe I was more successful than the rest, because in the area I went, we didn't have to work with that they had in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. But in a little time, we built up a great community there and had 16 or 20 buses, I forget now, went to see the honor of Elijah Muhammad. Right. Our attendance measured up with the top attendance. Most of the time it was over the top attendance in the community. So that's because you were his son. You had another son, couldn't produce anything. All right? Okay. So these are the facts. Now, there are those among you who always want to make a big to-do over little trivial things. We have a wonderful mujaddi now. And I just can't see how come we don't do nothing and we got the mujaddi. We got a wonderful mujaddi now. It looked like the sisters would dress more better. These people are attacking me. They ain't praising me. They're attacking me. But they know they can't attack me directly. You'll kick them in the face. So they have to attack me like a devil. You know the mujaddi. They're the first to call me mujaddi. You know the mujaddi. I'm having all this wisdom from the mujaddi. Looks like we should be doing more. Look like the sisters should be dressed better. We should be selling more papers. Ask that person, how many papers you sell? For the mujaddi. How much money are you contributing to Zakat to keep this place for us to have our meetings in? Keep the school running for our children? To promote business in our community? How much are you putting out of your pocket, and that hypocrite will tell you? Nothing. The mujaddi. So how are your morals? Have they improved? Since you love the mujaddi. Have your morals improved? Since you came into this newfound love for the mujaddi? Anybody come to you praising me, watch out. The best way to praise me is by doing what I ask you to do. By doing as I do. That's the best way. Help the people. Love the people. Be truthful to everybody. Build up. Excuse small faults in people. Have patience with people who are trying to struggle along. Be hard on the enemy. Be tender and soft with the struggling brother and sister. That's Al-Islam. That's what Prophet Muhammad instructed us to do. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, be aware of those who always point to the little details. Your dress ain't long enough. You got lipstick on. Some of your hair is out. You look like you didn't get enough sleep. You must have been partying last night. Haven't we got bigger things to talk about than that? All the time nagging each other. Pointing a finger of scorn. The finger of mockery at each other. That's silly. Let's talk about the substance. Your imam has been to see King Khalid. And King Khalid got up off his sick bed and stood up sick and say, I have to stand. That's what he told me. He said, I have to stand. Say, a brother like you come from America? Say, I have to stand. And I begged him to get off his bad leg because he was sick. He had a bad leg and he was sick. As a consequence of it, he came to the United States and he received medical attention in Ohio for his problem. But he loved us so much, he appreciated my leadership so much, that he got up, stood up, insisted to stand up. His advisor was telling him to sit down. He insisted to stand up. King Khalid of Mecca. Not only King Khalid, the higher people in those lands, they respect me with the utmost respect. The president of Egypt came and invited me to a meeting with him when he came to the United States. President of Morocco, King of Morocco. The ex-president of Algeria was just recently here. And he couldn't hardly talk to the media or talk to us without praising the new leadership. Most of his talk would come right back to the new leadership. He's not a Bilalian. He's not from the American masses. That man is from Algeria. You who are right here, not a charitable spot in your heart. You hold back everything that should be coming out. And you let out that you should be hiding. Shame. Shame. So let's talk about substance. I don't like to report to material things, but this message here, where did it come from? Where did school come from? This came from my leadership. Came from us, under me. That's right. Money that the average one of you would have put in a bank account for yourself. I took it and gave it for this purchase. It was mine. It came to me. It was donation to the imam. I could have used it. IRS and nobody could have had anything to say about it because it was to me. But I took it and bought this property, and also we bought property in Bermuda. They have a big piece of property like this too. And there is much expansion that I can talk about right in Chicago. We have expanded another block under my leadership. A whole another block. We were on one block, we went over to two blocks. And a piece of property across the street that had nothing on it, now we have a fine library on it. Fine Islamic library on it. Why don't you talk about that? You always try to compare me with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This with the old good times, or the good old times, as you say. How come you don't bring it all out? How come you don't deal with the substance? But you follow me around everywhere I go and make evil suggestions in the minds of the people to make them think that, yeah, you have a great majestic, but look, what is he producing? You remember how we used to sell papers under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Are you all selling papers now? I'm happy to know that we don't have a bunch of slave dummies out there in the street neglecting their wives, neglecting their families, and earning a less income than their skills and ability to bring in, selling papers out on the street. I'm glad to know that it's a volunteer thing now, and those who want to can. You should be talking about the substance. You should say, you know, under Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we sold a million Muhammad's feet. But it wasn't Islamic. The Quran says no compulsion in religion. Let him who will come to the way that is straight. And him who will, let him go his own way. Oh, messenger, you are not one to stand over the people and be responsible for their affairs. Isn't that what the Quran says? Yes. So we give you the freedom to exercise your own intelligence, respond to the goodness of your own heart, and do good and earn it with dignity. And there are those who want to shine a bad light on what's happening, tell you, oh, look, we're not doing as much. And they have the company out there in the world, too, those that used to envy the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for his successes. They never was his friend. They never supported him. But now that he has passed, they, too, will try to break your faith, try to turn you away from my leadership. They'll tell you, yeah, well, I like your leader. But where are all those people I used to see in the street selling Muhammad's speech? Where's the program? What happened to all the good programs? If they were good programs, how come you didn't speak out in that time? Where were you at that time? They will do anything to break your faith. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Once you say you follow Imam Ramadan Muhammad, the devils are going to come against you. They're going to try to keep you from believing. They're going to try to, if they can't do that, if they can't turn you away from Islam, they're going to try to keep you from believing that you should come under my leadership. If they can't do that, they're going to come by other ways to poison your mind, to corrupt your thinking, to take away the faith, to dampen your spirit. You'll be coming to the masjid and you'll meet somebody in the way. And they'll say something to you or they'll hold you up. They'll do something to destroy your peace of mind. So that when you come in here, I'll have a hard time talking to you. Believe me, once you say you're with me, the devils are going to come at you from every direction. Why? Because they know that I am sincere in my obedience to Allah, and I'm the true follower of Prophet Muhammad, and this book is in my heart first. And last. They know that. They know that. So they know that if you come this way, we are going to prosper. It is not me that they want. They don't hate me. They hate to see the little man prosper without them controlling or containing him and his progress. And if you're with me, they won't control and they won't contain our progress. They can't stand that. So they get an upper time in this quarter, an upper time in that quarter. They get a so-called follower of Elijah Muhammad right under our own nose to plant deceit, to work tricks. But they won't be successful. Allah has brought me this far, not them. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, be aware. Be aware. This is no small thing. This is a big work. This is a great work. This is a big work. And if they worked against small things, don't you know they're going to work against this? So be aware. So I'm waiting for those who claim to follow the Mujaddi. And they always find excuses. Brother Minister? Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Imam. Brother Wallace, I'm sorry. I can't pronounce your name. What is your name? Call me Jack. Anything you want to use. He's the Mujaddi. The Mujaddi, and you won't take time to learn how to pronounce his name? You pronounce Kalamula. Yeah, they used to give us those words for spelling words in the good old days. You pronounce Kalamula, spelled it. Pronounce Muhammad, spelled it. He said Muhammad, you got that straight? Is somebody named Rubenstein Zuxke Richtenbuch? Is the man you had to go to pick up your check? You will learn how to pronounce his name? Mr. Rubenstein with the 60 working boots? And you love the Mujaddi and you can't even learn how to say Wadi. Oh, I can't pronounce that. Wadi. Wadi Fudin. That's too hard for me. How are you going to learn how to read the Quran? That word is from the Quran.
In the Quran, Allah says, "Humul warithun." They are the inheritors. How you gonna read my how you gonna read the Quran? You can't even read my simple name, Warith. So let's stop playing games. Because every time we do it, we reveal our true colors. Be on alert, brothers and sisters. And you who faithful and really believe, trust Allah as you have been doing, and you have protection, don't worry. They won't stop you. They'll hurt your feelings. I know they hurt your feelings. You be feeling good, and they're mad at you because you believe in with me. And they'll say anything. They'll look for the thing that will upset your peace and hurt your feelings. So I know they're torturing you, but Allah is going to reward you much more. So I ask forgiveness from Allah for our faults. I ask Him to protect us from the things that we don't see. Grant us to become a community like that was established under His servant and messenger Muhammad. Peace and blessings be on Him. Ameen.
Amen.
This devil of Muslim, I'm to go over to San Francisco Sunday after the talk here, after the address here. I will go over to San Francisco. And for those who perhaps have not heard, we're asking those of the Oakland Masjid to remain here Sunday in Oakland, not to follow us to San Francisco. We want to see what is the support there. The place we have is a small place, and we would like to see what kind of support is there for the masjid. The brother Imam Francis bin Ansari of San Francisco, he is the imam there over the center, and we would like to see cooperation with the center, with the imam there, in promoting this Sunday, this coming Sunday's meeting. Those who have been charged with promotion work, please work closely and friendly with Imam Ansari and the center there. Then the people will see that Muslims are together, and you'll get better results. If the people see you at each other, are slighting each other, then that frightens them away. And I can't blame them. The people who don't work well with each other, why should I want to be among them? So be aware of that, and work as Muslim brothers and sisters in peace, and cooperate as Muslims. For that is good, to achieve the good purposes. Also, this coming week, I will be away. I have to go to Chicago in connection with the trial, the state case that's in court there.
and to take care of some other matters, so I'll be away for about 2 weeks, most likely. But after we have achieved, finished our business out there, we will return, and I expect to find you eager to see me as I will be eager to see you, and get back on our job. While I'm gone, Imam Shuaib will conduct the Sunday meeting and also Juma meeting, and the brother, public relations brother, Imam Hassan will supervise activities and coordinate activities so that the community prosper in the best way. And I'm very, very pleased with the school, the Clare Muhammad School, with our principal, Sister Arlene, and the wonderful people she has working with her. You all are doing a great job. Your hearts are in it. And Allah will bless you more. And you'll find you'll have for more means in the future to do even bigger and greater things. And that's what we hope. That's what we hope. There's plenty of room for growth and improvement. And I thank the group of people that are working together with Sister Arlene, the principal, for the progress, the good of our school, will really be the ones to attract more contributions and more people and enlarge the facilities for even a better school in the future. So I think you should be happy here in Oakland. I don't see any. I came here and I said, well, I don't know what's happening. All I know is they didn't get strong ratification of the imam, so let me go there and see how things are. I think I'd like to live there. And I came out here and I found things are real nice out here. And we have a lot of good people out here. And the two skunks around here that's making trouble, they won't win out. No, they won't win out.
The world, the wonders. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, what we are anticipating on doing on the lead up to the very special occasion that we are having in Chicago, September 23rd and 24th, a very special program hosted by American Islamic College and sponsored by many others, principal of which is Study Al-Islam, A Way Forward, A New Mind for a New People on the Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and it's presented by Study Al-Islam and American Islamic College. So, alhamdulillah, we're going to have a special guest next week, and look out for social media presentations detailing some of the speakers and moderators for this particular event so you can get a feel of what has been assembled in terms of experience and education and great knowledge of Al-Islam, and particularly the work and the mission and ministry of Imam Wahid Muhammad Rahim Allah. So not this morning, but inshallah next week, and then perhaps I will do a separate Facebook, YouTube a presentation to detail some of those speakers. So I thank you. Look out for it. Go to Study Al-Islam. Study Al-Islam, I believe it's /events. Events. Go there and register. God's peace be on you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.